Item 6 is a subdivision and rezoning at north side of Sage Creek Boulevard between Lajmonier Boulevard and Burning Glass Road to the south under file DASZ 24 of 2014.
This is the matter where Councillor Allard has declared a conflict, and so this will just be...
Yeah.
We will come and get you, certainly, for the next one, which is your ward and is a important matter, Sage Creek Boulevard. This is also Sage Creek Boulevard, though, and here, somewhat exceptionally, I think we're going to move to reopen because we are, as my understanding is, getting some information possibly from the parties and certainly from our staff.
Yeah.
Sequentially, do I need to first move, then we hear
yes,
from Greg?
Yes, first move.
All right,
yeah.
Rock and roll.
So.
All right. Okay. So I'll move that the motion of November 10th, 2014 to conclude public representations be rescinded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Councillor Luke's. Contrary carried. So we will then move that the public representations be reopened. All those in favor?
Aye.
Contrary, that's carried. Oh, you're right.
Because she's the chair. Well, if you give her the chair.
Do we need to revisit that?
No, that's
okay, I'll just stay in charge. All right, so we are reopening representations. First, I think to hear from Mr. Jasper in regard to the issue of the proposed berm on the west side of Lage. We did ask, so we should hear some information. You've been diligent in pursuing this. So relate to us then your knowledge on what the cost implications were for the berm.
I will. So we're specifically looking at the cost of the fence top of the berm.
Right. Right. Thank you.
And what we did is the fence would be behind the condo association property across from Sage Creek place. Essentially, it's about 95 meters. Because it's on top of the berm, it would become property of the city of Winnipeg. We would be responsible to maintain it. The quality of the berm would be, or of the fence, would be such that we want it to be of a high quality. So we don't want it to fall over and such. So what I looked at is the cost to put in a fence, including piles, and it's approximately $30,000 to $35,000 for that fence.
That's exclusive of maintenance costs, is that right?
That's correct.
And it's a concrete fence?
No, it would be a wood fence, but a high quality wood fence. But with piles so that it wouldn't fall over. Because it is, you know, in the middle of nowhere,
right,
actually.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. So, Madam Clerk, an unusual proceeding here. I don't think I've run into this before where we've reopened, so stop me if I'm...
So because this information has been brought forward, this is the only information that can be discussed at today's hearing.
Get the vegetation plan. And the applicant has met with the condo association and that, so I would prefer I've submitted something from them, but I would prefer that they expand on it.
Okay. So the document we have in front of us from McGowan Russell is prepared by the applicant's agents. Okay, so registered first then to speak to this issue of the fence, the berm, the landscaping is Susan Russell.
Susan Russell, McGowan Russell. Thank you, Councillor. Aaron's got 11 by 17 copies. That might be a bit better. You won't have to squint.
And Aaron is also registered in support of the... This is Aaron...
Heroda.
Right, okay. Yes. And you're of 825 St. Joseph.
That's right. Sorry, yes.
No, I should have asked that.
Thank you, yes. So we went away from the community committee hearing last time. Our understanding is that we were asked to develop a proposal for a vegetation screen. We met with the Lakeview Cove Condo Board on November 17th and reviewed their concerns and what we could do to mitigate the light from the adjacent intersection and commercial development. We came up with a plan based on those concerns and met again on the 24th to review those plans, and then gave them the final proposal with some minor modifications on November 28th. So they've received all of that information and seem to be happy, but I'm sure they would speak to that. The proposal includes 38-foot height trees, coniferous trees, because then you've got the screening effect in both summer and winter. And they're going to be placed about 2 foot up on the back side of the berm so that you are protecting them from salt spray and those kinds of things in terms of winter damage. So they have a maximum ability of survival. We're putting them in large planting beds. We did all of this in consultation with the City of Winnipeg Forestry Department, Chris Lipa, and with Yanina Ewart, who's responsible for mowing that berm twice a year. So, and we have approval also attached, I think, at the back side of the letter is the written approval from Chris Lipa, and then Yanina gave us her verbal approval last Friday, I believe it was. So we've got that approval to proceed from them, if it's the will of the committee. As I said, the beds are sized and located to facilitate existing sod maintenance by the city and tree maintenance by the city after the 2-year maintenance and warranty, which is, again, a requirement of the City of Winnipeg for this type of planting. And that's about it on that. One other item that I just want to make sure, it was our understanding from the last meeting that the minimum or the maximum of 55,000 square feet was going to be increased to 80,000 square feet for the commercial development for the size of a single facility. That had been discussed, and I just didn't know whether or not that was carried over and whether that needed to be addressed right now or not. Sorry, was that not allowed?
Yes.
Sorry.
Trying to unusual proceedings, so we're trying to make sure we don't misstep procedurally here.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that had not been decided.
Because there's no decision made, everything had been concluded to.
I think we'll err on the side of hearing whatever you have to say as opposed to not erring on that side of not hearing what you have to say. So let's, if you have evidence, if you have information on that, fire away.
Absolutely. We had discussed at the last meeting that limiting them to 55,000 square foot puts them at a disadvantage with other similar commercial rezonings that have taken place within the area, actually within about 2 kilometers of this site just recently. Their maximum was 200,000. They definitely don't want 200,000, but they're looking for a maximum of 80,000 square foot, which was the maximum that actually Mr. Vogan had suggested in terms of being, they need a viable anchor tenant, and anything less than that would put them at a disadvantage in the marketplace. So, and under the C3 zoning, you're allowed to go up to, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's 120, but they don't need 120. 80,000 was the number I believe was discussed at the last hearing.
Okay. Thank you for that.
No problem. Any questions on the?
Any questions?
No, the residents are fine with this. You met with them?
And absolutely, we met with them. Yes. For the screening of the light. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
It just the 2 feet up the berm. I'm not sure I got that from the bottom, from the top.
Yeah, the idea is they don't. The city, and it helps all the way around because then you have a 10-foot high screen immediately. If you put it at the bottom of the berm, they were worried about water pooling and those kinds of things. So if we bring it up the berm,
okay,
you have better drainage. And then they don't want it on the top of the berm either, because then they dry out.
Okay.
So partially up the berm is the best place to be.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. A number of speakers registered in support. Mr. Eric Vogan, do you wish to speak, or you're okay? Neil Blunt? No, I'm sorry, I'm getting to the... Anyone else registered in support? Anyone whose name I haven't called who's registered in support? Hearing none, we'll then turn, Madam Clerk, to those registered in opposition. Neil Blundell, all right. Well, it's a capital D, my mistake.
Good evening. My name is Neil Blundell, and I live at 11 Lakeview Cove. And we are the condominium, and I'm the president of the condominium corporation across L'Agimodier from the development. As was said earlier, we are in favor of the trees going in, which would certainly go a long way towards solving the problem of the lighting that's very annoying, to say the least. Our concern still is that the trees do nothing about the noise, and we still believe that the fence should be built. And if our offer would be that if the maintenance of the fence is a deal breaker, the Condo Corp would be willing to sign a memorandum of agreement to do the maintenance on the fence. Now, I don't know if the city would do that or if that's something they've ever done or anything, but we would be prepared to do that and just add it to our reserve fund. So,
Councillor Lukes, any questions?
Would the Condo Corp be interested in sharing the cost of the fence?
Well, I can't say. As you know, I have to go to the membership for
so
that.
So that, was that discussed at all?
No, it wasn't discussed, no. But I would think that we could look at it for sure. Mm-hmm. Like if we can negotiate with the city, mm-hmm, it would certainly not be. Maybe we can share both, mm-hmm, if mm-hmm, that's the case. Mm-hmm. If that gets the fence and we have to pay half or something, we'd rather do that than not have the fence, mm-hmm, for sure.
I don't have any questions.
Okay. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Also, anyone else in opposition who is not registered? Seeing no one, we have two individuals represented, registered for information. Gordon Kitchen, do you wish to speak? Okay. And Bill and Val Coward, also of Lakeview Cove, the Cowards. You're okay? Thank you. So then, unless I'm procedurally out of step here, Madam Clerk, we would call back the applicant. Ms. Russell, I think, has spoken about the applicant. If there's anything to be presented in rebuttal to what you've heard. Okay.
Want me to move something? Do you want to move something? So you want to take the chair? I guess.
Okay. I'll take the chair.
And this will take 30 seconds.
Would you like to make a motion?
Okay, I'll move that the, we've already moved that, we're down to the recommendations here, right? Okay, I'll move, and this is on the subdivision and rezoning. We just one item here. Okay, all right.